Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Siman Resh Mem Gimel of Or Chaim, and the Mishnah Berurah, as he does in many Simanim, gives a little hakdama to this Siman so that we can know what we're talking about over here. So the Siman is about someone renting out a field or a bathhouse to a non-Jew on Shabbos. So let's read the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah before we get into the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Da Shashosh Chilukim Yesh. You should know that there are three distinct categories of ways that you can have a worker working in a property that you own. Number one is echad hu arisus shesorch leniu d'shasam lacha b'sado merchatz arvachma peres yachloku, that he's a sharecropper. It doesn't have to be a crop. It could be that he's a share or whatever in the property that you own. So he works it and he puts in all the effort, and then he gives you a percentage of the profits. So he'll keep whatever 75% of the profit, and you, the owner of the property, will get the owner of the business will get 25% of the profit. But it's what he gets. That directly correlates to how much work he puts in, or to how much the business is able to make from his investment. Hasheni hu schirus. The second category is schirus. Sheini Yehudi notel kolor avachma operos v'nosin Yisrael avor sadeu merchatzo dover katzov l'kol shana. That's a typical rental agreement that he's renting out this factory. It's his business. He's making the money. All the profits are his, and he pays a set amount for a rental. So if you're going to do that, and you can have a nachri in your field with either one of these type of arrangements, it's totally mutter in a field. And even in a bathhouse, it would be mutter. We'll see why the Rabbanan had problems with it. But the reason that these things are mutter is because the Einu Yehudi is working for himself, meaning he's the one that's getting the profits, or at least a significant percentage of the profits. So the reason he's doing the malacha is not for you, he's doing it for himself. Now the Dirshu points out that the Chazon Ish says, but you still can't instruct him to work on Shabbos. That would be considered a shlichus, that he's doing with the shlichus of the Yisrael, and that would not be okay. But if he rents out a factory that you own, or he's working in the factory, and he gets 75% of the profits, or two-thirds of the profits, and you get the other percentage of the profits, that is mutter min adin. But when it came to a bathhouse, the Chacham weren't so happy with either of these arrangements because of Maris Ha'ayin, because everyone knows that your bathhouse is your bathhouse. No one thinks of it as the Nachri's business. So when it comes to a factory or to something else or to a field, so not everyone knows that it's your field. But when everyone knows that it's Goldberg's field, so that it's Goldberg's bathhouse, so that's going to just look bad, and that's an issue of Maris Ha'ayin. Meaning, essentially, throughout this siman, what we're looking at is three potential isurim. We're looking at Tzchar Shabbos, that you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. We're looking at Amira L'Nachri, and we're looking at Maris Ha'ayin. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. In these first two categories, you don't have a problem with Tzchar Shabbos. You don't have a problem of Amira L'Nachri, but you do have a problem of Maris Ha'ayin, if it's a bathhouse. Aval HaChalukah HaShlishis, the third category is du kaplanos. That means that the Jew is getting all of the profits. It's just that the Jew pays the non-Jew a set amount each year for the work. That for sure is going to be aser min hadin, meaning it's your business, and you pay him a salary. It's kaplanos. He's just a salaried worker. So if you give him the day off, he gets the same salary. If he works, he gets the same salary. So all the benefit goes to the Jew. So that's aser min hadin b'merchatz. But when it comes to a bathhouse, tavein yudi shluchos shel Yisrael, because then he's just doing your work. V'Yisrael nene mi malacha b'Shabbos, and you're getting hanah from that malacha. Dim lo yase yom echad yafsid Yisrael revachos hayom. If you shut down the factory that day, the Jew would lose out on that day's profits, but the nachri loses nothing. Valkein minag rovan sheh makom laskirim olitnim barisus. So if most of the people in that place normally rent it out or give it as a sharing agreement, one of the first two categories, then a bathhouse would become like a field, meaning there's no magic in being a bathhouse versus being a field. It's just a matter of what assumptions people make about Goldberg's bathhouse. Do they assume that he's the one making the money off of it, and that the Nachri is just a worker, or does he assume that the Nachri is making the money off of it? So in a place where people treat a merchatz like a sada, so the merchatz is like a sada. Hashnei chilukim rishonim mutter, and therefore the first two categories of arrangements are going to be mutter. V'chalukah shlish is aser, but the third category where it's just your worker is going to be aser. V'kal heter schiris tekan haynu shu maskiro derech havla'a im yemos hachol. Now, whenever we say that it's mutter, because when it's a schiris arrangement, when he's renting the property from you, that's only if he's not paying by the day that he pays together weekdays and Shabbos together. So it's a month-long rental, and he's paying $1,000 a month for the property. So then, that's going to be mutter because you're not getting paid separate for Shabbos. Aval yom haShabbos l'chud asra afilu basada. But if he's paying separately for Shabbos, then that's going to be asr in the field. If you come to sparsim, and it's going to be something that's very well known that everyone is going to be aware of. Now there is a discussion in poskim if you hire a bal tokeya or a chazim for Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe for a dvar mitzvah, that's going to be mutter. So we'll get to that at a different time. But that's something that does come up. So that's the basic background to this siman. So again, that there are three basic arrangements that people have: either that the owner of the Jewish owner of the property gets a percentage of what the business produces. Second arrangement is that the Jewish owner of the property gets none of the profits; he's just getting a set amount that the nachri is paying him. Or the third is where the Jewish owner gets all of the profits, and the nachri is a salaried worker. So that third category is the most problematic category. The first two categories are technically mutter, unless it's the kind of thing that people won't realize is an arrangement that's mutter. They're going to think it's a kablanus arrangement. So now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yaskir adam merchat shelo le'ein Yehudi. A person should not rent out his bathhouse to a non-Jew. Mipnei shenikra al shemo, because everyone knows that it's Goldberg's bathhouse. Ve'ein Yehudi zeh also b'malach b'shabbos, and everyone sees that the guy is doing malach in Shabbos. And the reason for that is because normally a bathhouse, which is a business that's run, is normally not done as in a sharing arrangement where the guy who's doing the work gets X percentage and the owner gets Y percentage. So since the Stam Merchatz Lav La Risusa Ovid, most bathhouses don't work with that percentage arrangement. V'amri Shekala Rev. So when people see a Jewish-owned bathhouse operating on Shabbos, they're going to assume the Jew is getting all of the profits. And they'll assume that it's a salaried employee, that the Nachri is a salaried employee. And it will therefore turn out that the non-Jew is doing malacha with the shlichus of a Yisrael. So that's the din by a merchatz. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the first five sifkatans. So says Mishnah Berurah, merchatz shalo, that his merchatz doesn't mean that he has to have built it. If he bought the merchatz and now the sign in front says Goldberg's merchatz, that's just as much his merchatz. Mishmaruah points out, if you can't even have a nachri working in your merchatz, you for sure can't have a non-from Jew working in your merchatz, because then it's going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver by causing him to do Malacha on Shabbos. Now, the din of Lifnei Iver is only if the person could not have done the Malacha without you. But if he had another Merchatz, he could have rented out, so then it wouldn't be Lifnei Iver on a Daraisa level, but it would still be problematic on a Darabanan level. There is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim that the Dirshu refers to over here. What if the guy doesn't, and you rent out the Merchatz to him, and he's Yisrael Mumar, and you have every reason to believe he's going to work there on Shabbos, and then he ends up not working there on Shabbos. Do you still violate Lifnei Iver? So that is a machlokas between the Yad Malachi and the Chazon Ish. The nekudas ha-machlokas is, how do I understand Lifnei Iver? Is Lifnei Iver just the act of causing or of bringing a michshol to a person? Or is Lifnei Iver that I get a chelek of the person's iser, and therefore if the person never did an iser, so I don't get a chelek of that iser? But anyway, v'tam zeh shayach af pesad b'kol davar. Lifnei Iver is going to always apply, whether it's a bathhouse or a field or anything else, because you're causing him to do an Aveira. Sivkatan Gimel, Mepnei Shenikra, so the Shulchan Aruch had said, because everyone knows it's Goldberg's bathhouse. Pirush, Dimidina, Sharila Haskiro, Lein Yehudi Lashano Lechodesh, Yitin Lo Kach Vekach. Really, you're allowed to rent it out to a non-Jew who's going to pay a rental fee. Bein Yasik Bohen Yehudi, Bein Lo Yasikenu, V'chala Revach Yele Inu Yehudi, and all the idea is he pays the flat fee for the rental, and it has nothing to do with how much work he does, and all the profits go to him. You avoid Schar Shabbos in such a case because it's rented out for the whole year. And you're of an Isra of Amir Lenachri because it's a Schirus, the Lenaf Shehu also. He's doing it for himself, not for you. And even if the Einu Yehudi doesn't get all of the profits, it's an Aris kind of arrangement where he only gets part of the profits, he's still doing the Malacha for himself. He's not doing the Malacha so that he can make you more money. He's doing the Malacha so he can make himself more money. The whole reason for the Yisr is because of Maris Ha'ayin, Shenikreis al Shemo Shel Yisrael, because it's called Goldberg's bathhouse. And everyone's going to say that he's a Schir Yom, that he was hired just for the day, and that he's really your Shliach, even though that's not the truth, but that's what people will think. And that's only if you hire, if you rent it out for a year or for a month. Now, even if the Nachri is working to make money for himself, but you're charging him a daily rental fee, that's going to be aser because you're making money by the day. It's Schar Shabbos without Havla'a. Havla'a means that I don't get paid just for Shabbos. I get paid for Shabbos combined with all the other weekdays. And the Shulchan Aruch is going to say that that which is Asr for Maris Ayin is only going to be Asr within a place that's a Jewish community. So let's say, you have your car at the mechanic, and it's an obviously Jewish car. Everyone will see it's got a big menorah on top or something, and everyone sees that it's an obviously Jewish car. So that's Maris Ayin, even though you may have brought it to the mechanic way before Shabbos. But if it's outside of the Jewish Yishuv, and that, there's not going to be a Jew that's going to see it, so then you avoid the Maris Ha'ayin problem. So we said, what's the difference between a merchatz and a sadeh? So the Shulchan Aruch said, because a stam merchatz, people typically keep the owner typically gets all the profits and he just has employees. The stam merchatz of katan dal appears to kasav la'alam the sadeh mutalaskir mitamzeh she yitul ba'arisos, that you're allowed to have a field rented out to him because everyone's going to realize that it's a sharing arrangement. Valzeh kamer to be merchatz lakai time lahatir, but you don't have that svara to be makel by a merchatz. They ain't derechlit no ba'arisos because it's not normal to have such an arrangement with a merchatz. V'lo yitlu gam kein sheskiru via MS to Lo Shchiach, and people aren't going to realize that that you had actually rented it out to the guy because that is not a common way to do it. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said that that it would turn out that that people are going to think that the Einu Yehudi is doing this Bishlichuso Shel Yisrael, and if he were Vizehu Isur Gomer, that would be absolutely prohibited. Kama Shamru Kama Kamos Amir Len Yehudi Shvus that Amir Len Achri is Nisud Rabbanu Vas Mechu Akra the Kolma. Doesn't just say don't do malacha on Shabbos. It says lo ye aseh. You should not see to it that malacha gets done. Which means even having other people do it for you should not happen. And even if he's doing it, he's doing a malacha shel Yisrael for him. You have to stop him from doing a malacha shel Yisrael for the Yisrael. A lot of times people think of Amir Lenachri as a heter. Rabbi Reisman points out that when he was growing up, he said that Amir Lenachri was an Isser. Now apparently there's a heter called Amir Lenachri. No, it remains an Isser. There's no such heter of Amir Lenachri. It's an Isser Durabanan. So it's absolutely Asser. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. So all that was by a merchatz. Aval sadeh mutter. But to have such an arrangement with a field is going to be mutter. Shekein derech lekabel sadeh ba'arisos. Because it's normal to have Farisos on the Sada. Vaful Pisha Yodim Shushal Yisrael, even though everyone knows that it's Goldberg's field, anyone who sees the guy working there is going to realize that he has a sharecropping arrangement and he's working for his own benefit. V'taner dino kemerchat. When you're renting out an oven, that's more like a merchat, where it's typically not a sharecropping arrangement, and typically all the benefits go to the owner. V'rechayim dino kasada. And a mill is more like a field. But again, all of that is subject to whatever the standard is in that community, and whatever normal assumptions would be. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav. Sada mutar laskir le'niyud b'davar katzuv. You could rent out a field for a set price. Da'afta nikreis nami al shemo kama merchatz. Because even though it's called Goldberg's field, to call mechuber stam hashem b'ilav alav, anything that's mechuber, anything that's karka, that's real estate, we always know it by the owner's name. Ulahaskir nami lo shchiach kolkach. And it's not so common to rent it out. Mikol makom mutar d'leyach shukdu b'schir yom. It's still mutter because no one's going to think that he's a hired worker for the day. So everyone will just assume it's sharecropping. Sharecropping is mutter. Because when the Nachri is working with a sharecropping arrangement, he's working for his own benefit. And the Tanur, we said that a Tanur has a din like a merchat. Tanur is that we're used to having ovens in all of our homes. That was never, historically, that wasn't what people had. Somebody had an oven and they would rent it out, and all the neighbors would come and would bake in that oven. The local bakery had the oven. So if it's a Jewish-owned bakery, to rent out that tanur, dino kemerchatz, it has a din like a merchatz. The tanur nami in derech laskiru velitno barisos. Typically, the way things worked with renting out the oven was that it was not a sharing arrangement. Kamo merchatz, and it's just like a merchatz, v'yachshu d'schir yom uetzlo. So everyone's going to assume that it's a schir yom. V'rechayim, and a mill, we said, is more like a sada. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Tidarko Litno Barisos Kamo Sada, because we typically give that over for our resus as a sharing arrangement, just like a field. And therefore, even renting it out is mutter. Va'ain baran de mashma dim ein derech anshe osa makom litin rechayim barisos dino kamo merchatz l'iser. That the Ran points out that if people in that place typically do not give out their mill in a sharing arrangement, then it becomes like a merchatz and it's aser. The Be'emes tali b'kali l'dvarim l'fi mina gamedina ben lahakel ben lahachmir t'kalmei b'sef beis. This is very clearly one of those things that is tali on minag hamakom, on what the general practice is in that place. So if the minag hamakom is that it's that people do a sharecropping arrangement, or that all of the profits go to the owner, so then you're always going to have to be concerned, even if that's not your arrangement, that people are going to be choshed that it is. But if the minhag hamakom is that it's just the Nachri pays a rental fee and all the profits are his, so then there's not even going to be an issur d'rabbanan. So bottom line is, to summarize what we learned today, it's really just one basic klal, that if you have a property that a Nachri is running his business on your property, the Jewish owner of the property is the one that's getting all of the profits, and it's just the Nachri is receiving a salary, that is absolutely prohibited, may ikar hadin, right? That's a violation of Amira l'Nachri, right? That's absolutely prohibited, may ikar hadin. But if it's one of the other arrangements where the Nachri has benefits, the more money the business makes, the Nachri either gets all of that money or the Nachri gets a percentage of that money, so it's not Amir al-Nachri because it's Adaita de Nafshei, he's working for himself. The only problem might be Maris Ha'ayin. If it's the kind of business where people won't realize that that's the arrangement, then it's going to be Maris Ha'ayin. Okay, so Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Ramah. Yeah.